From the KTO Newsroom, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins with this news update. The Juneau Assembly and city finance staff are working on next year's budget. It's going to be an especially fuzzy process this go-round because of big, unpredictable factors related to the pandemic. Without any changes, current spending levels would wipe out the city's $35 million of cash and reserves in 2 years. KTO's Jeremy Shea reports on how the city is tackling the budget and that process.
With the economy hunkered down and cruise season suspended, city officials know they're going to have millions of dollars less in sales taxes and cruise ship taxes. They're looking for ways to cut spending and increase revenue. On the spending side, the city manager has recommended significant reductions in capital projects. And on the revenue side, he suggested a property tax increase. The Juneau Chamber of Commerce called on its members last week to oppose the property tax increase.
Taxing your way to prosperity never has worked before. So,
Charlie Williams is the president of the Chamber Board.
But, you know, we understand that the Assembly has a tremendous challenge ahead of them. And I'm certainly glad I'm not one of the individuals sitting in that hot seat.
The Chamber didn't offer specific alternatives. Williams says that's not its role. But he says we're all in this pandemic together, and that the costs should be equitably split between the public and private sectors. So far, the city hasn't laid off or furloughed regular staff. At a recent assembly meeting, City Finance Director Jeff Rogers offered some context on the property tax increase.
The increase of one full mill seems like a very large amount in 1 year, and by any definition, it is.
But property taxes have been this high before. 15 years ago, rates tended to be as high or higher than what's being proposed. They've come down since then due to a variety of factors.
We may be responding to an unprecedented crisis with a fairly precedented tax.
The proposed increase works out to an extra $100 in taxes per $100,000 of a property's assessed value. The property tax increase would take care of about a third of the city's projected deficit. The ever-evolving pandemic response could also dramatically change the city's budget assumptions. Lauren Jones is serving on the assembly for his eighth year. He chairs the committee working on the budget.
We've had some downs. We've had some reductions. Always had more requests than we had money, but nothing like this.
He said these are the big unknowns. What financial aid, if any, is coming to municipalities from the state and federal governments? When will cruising resume? And will the pandemic have a lasting effect on the industry's recovery? And when will public health mandates affecting revenue at the city-owned hospital and airport be lifted? There's also the governor's veto of state funding for school construction projects. Juneau was counting on a few million dollars from the state to pay down those debts. The governor says he still intends to fund it with federal emergency dollars. However, it's unclear if that's legal. Jones expects the assembly will have to revise the budget.
The philosophy we're taking is that we are going to try, within our knowledge, to put together a budget based on our best estimates, knowing that it might be required that we revisit the budget one or two times during the year.
The city has created an online budgeting tool that the public can play with that makes it easy to plug in numbers and assumptions to balance the budget. Jones suggests people get informed about what the city has to work with when it comes to the budget, and then offer concrete suggestions at public testimony hearings. The budget must be finalized by a June 15th deadline. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
And the Juneau Assembly meeting plans to meet at 5 p.m. on Wednesday for public hearings on the budget. To submit public comment, you can email boroughassembly@juneau.org in advance or participate by phone. Details on phone will be in the meeting agenda, and that is to come. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has filed a federal lawsuit against the high-end fashion retailer Neiman Marcus, alleging the company copied a traditional raven's tail pattern when it produced a coat that retails for more than $2,500. In a press release, Sea Alaska Heritage's president, Rosita Worrell, called it, quote, one of the most blatant examples of cultural appropriation and copyright infringement she'd ever seen. This case is thought to be the first time a business has been sued in the U.S. for copying a traditional indigenous pattern. The lawsuit alleges Neiman Marcus violated the Indian Arts and Crafts Act, which ensures products marketed as Native American or Native Alaskan are authentic. Neiman Marcus referred to the garment on its website as a raven's tail knitted coat. The lawsuit also alleges the fashion company violated copyright laws. The coat looks similar to a robe protected by copyright and created by the late master weaver Clarissa Rizal. Reuters is reporting Neiman Marcus is expected to file for bankruptcy later this week because of economic downturn due to COVID-19. And the state is still recommending healthy Alaskans get some fresh air while maintaining social distancing. Everyone knows being outside is a giant mood boost. In Juneau, one forest guide started leading therapeutic walks before the coronavirus hit. I went on one of these walks to learn about what the forest can teach us during a pandemic.
Okay, let's be careful with our footing here.
Linda Kruger leads me down a popular hiking trail in Juneau where there are still patches of ice sticking to the ground. We're standing about 6 feet apart. The recommendations have since expanded to a 20-foot clearance on hiking trails. Kruger has led dozens of people on walks like this since receiving her certification as a forest therapy guide last spring. Kruger is not a therapist, but she says there is one hanging around.
So the forest and nature are the therapist, and I will help guide us in having an experience.
To have this experience, you don't need to be in an altered state or believe in any particular doctrine or ideology. You just have to be fully in the moment, out here with a tangle of blueberry bushes and a thick canopy of hemlock trees and spruce. There's science to back this up. Outdoor mindfulness can lead to lower blood pressure and less stress hormones, among other benefits. In Japan, there are even dedicated trails for spending therapeutic time outside. It's part of the national public health system. The Japanese expression for this translates to forest bathing, soaking in what's here.
Just to be clear, it's called forest bathing, but we both have our clothes on. We're all bundled up outside.
We are bundled up. I think it was about 34 degrees when I left the house this morning.
Forest bathing is different than taking a jog outside or walking your dog. Kruger is about to lead me on a series of what she calls invitations. She says these exercises could be adapted for just about anywhere, even looking out a window. You just need a space that's green. She thinks this could be especially helpful for people right now experiencing fear or dread because of the pandemic. She points to a spot where a beam of sunlight is streaming through the trees.
For the next 10 minutes, we're going to experience this place using all of our senses. Get your feet comfortable on the ground where you're solid.
Maybe move over here.
Maybe over here off the tree.
Next, Kruger says if I'm comfortable, I should close my eyes.
And breathe in and notice your body. And notice how it feels to be present in your body here in this place.
I'm just supposed to be right now, right?
You're just supposed to be. Just be present here.
I might not do this for 10 minutes, but...
No, that's fine. We'll pretend we did it for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But as instructed, I take in the smell of the damp earth, feel the pebbles beneath the soles of my feet, and listen to the birds chirping.
Listen for sounds that are interacting with each other. And then add your own sound. You know, breathe deeply. Or just make a sound yourself so that you're adding to the symphony around you.
Kruger spent 28 years with the U.S. Forest Service. She was a social scientist, researching the effects of climate change on communities. She says that was a formative experience. She saw how important an intact environment is for both physical and mental health. So after she retired, becoming a forest therapy guide made a lot of sense. So far, she's been doing this on a voluntary basis.
I get it. You know, as a researcher, it makes sense to me. And what a wonderful way, especially in Alaska, where we have nature out our doorstep.
The second invitation in Kruger's forest therapy session is to walk slow, like really slow. The pace of a slug moving on the ground. She acknowledges this part can be challenging for people who are used to moving at a faster pace.
But you miss so much when you go fast. Like right now, you know, I'm seeing the moss and I'm seeing the branches moving a little bit. And, you know, if you're walking fast, you miss those things.
We don't know right now when hunkering down orders will be lifted in Alaska, when things can go back to normal and people can return to school and work. It feels weirdly chaotic, but also still. Kruger believes nature is like that too. Further down the trail, there's a mess of giant trees which have fallen to the ground. A windstorm upended them. You can see the tree's root systems, the size of an overturned SUV. Kruger says there's a message there for our collective uncertainty. The forest has been through a lot.
And it perseveres. It's a very resilient place. And so we can think about and kind of absorb that resilience from nature kind of into us.
And Kruger recommends next time you're outside, spend some time soaking in the outdoors, walk slow, and sit in contemplation. Kruger suggests about 20 minutes. And for a final invitation, she likes to end with some locally foraged tea and gratitude for the beauty and resilience around us. Taking a quick look at the weather for the rest of tonight, rain is expected and lows around 40. For Tuesday, rain and highs in the mid-40s. You're listening to KTOO.